I don't even
and you
know
didn't
what's
come in there
causing
until
it.
15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, you're right there, because it's Thursday. I always sleep on Thursday.
You broke the computer.
I know. On Thursdays, I sleep till literally, I mean, I got up at like minutes ago.
You didn't see that it reset itself. So
yeah,
you
know, you're
prepared for any music.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. That's right.
Get your shit together, Ray.
I don't know. That's what happened. That's what happened. Oh, well. And people,
it's kind of creepy in the middle of everything, and all of a sudden I start to hear,
just,
hi, Nikki.
And then it just stops, and I'm like, hello. I usually play a song or something, and yeah, no song today.
Because I'm like listening, and...
And then it's just cold start and boom. Well, I mean...
Like, wait a minute, that wasn't in the show.
This thing's becoming a problem. It's like every time there's any kind of Windows update or anything.
Oh, Skype keeps trying to update on me.
It goes offline, and it just makes me crazy.
That's what it was trying to do yesterday.
No!
Because I won't update it.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we are going to update you now.
It's like, no, I'm on it. You can't update while I'm on it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I woke up and I had to pee.
I had to wake up 3 times last night to go pee, so I had no sleep.
Not me, man. I slept straight through.
Well, I took a shower at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, why were you showering at 2 in the morning?
I couldn't sleep.
Oh, good Lord. So you shower when you can't sleep?
Took a hot shower.
Oh. Did that relax you, or?
Mm-hmm. Oh. So then I was all tired, and I got all comfortable, and I, like, started going to sleep, and then all of a sudden I was like, you have to pee. You have to pee. For like an hour, I'm like, I'm not going to go.
So you tried to fight it. Yeah, when your body tells you got to pee, it's usually best to just go with it.
Well, I was so tired.
Yeah.
So I finally got up and I went, and then I went back, almost back to sleep, and it started again.
Yep.
I was like, here we go.
Hmm.
6:30 this morning again.
Huh. Way to go, Nikki.
I know. So I'm going to be cranky bitch today.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Because I also have to see the dentist this afternoon.
Oh, my wife. Listen, my wife went to the dentist yesterday. She got, and she's, you know, she had to get a tooth pulled.
That's what I'm afraid they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want them to take any of my teeth.
I mean, I don't want to say this is happening to you, but my wife went. All they were going to do is they had to pull a tooth, and then it wouldn't come out correctly. And
they're going to clean my teeth, and they're going to look at one specific one.
I had to dig in there for that bone. They had to dig in for a bone, and it pulled up jaw. And, oh, she got a, they had to put stitches in. And
it's my bottom left one in the back.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one to get out, too.
Excuse me.
I mean, I don't want to scare you, but I had to get that one out. That's a tough
Excuse
one.
Excuse me. Sorry, I couldn't hit mute.
That one is hell on earth, that one. It's a tough one to get out. And I'm not saying it's going to be hard, but...
It's because... like
usually is.
Inside of the gum...
Yeah.
On the inside...
Uh-huh.
...has, like, shrunk down.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
It's like... when anything touches it, it's like getting shocked.
Oh, Jesus.
Because, like, the part of the root is showing.
Oh, my God. Part of the root is exposed?
I think so.
Oh, my.
The tooth looks fine and healthy.
Oh. Well, they're going to want to fix it. And that's expensive.
Well, the only way to fix it is pull it out.
Well, that's expensive. Yeah, you can't get it pulled.
I don't want to pull it.
Well, I always tell people, If it's a back tooth.
All my teeth.
If it's a back tooth, all right.
I don't have any cavities. I don't have nothing that I know of.
Listen, that's good, though. That's good. But if you have a tooth that is damaged like that, with like, nerves exposed and all this shit, they'll want to fix it. They'll say, oh, we can fix it with this and this and this. Listen, don't let them do a root canal.
I don't even know what a root canal is.
Don't let them try to fix it because it's too expensive. They can charge you $1,000. Do you have $1,000?
I have insurance.
Oh. Well, I know I don't have $1,000 to get a tooth fixed. I don't even have enough money to get a tooth cleaning. My teeth are filthy. But I'm telling you, you need a... if you got a choice, just get it pulled. It's cheaper to get it pulled.
I keep my teeth.
Listen, I once went to a dentist. They're like, oh, we're going to give you a root canal. And I went through like a year of pain and them trying to fix this root canal, and they fucked it up. And so they tried to fix it again, and they left stuff in my mouth. Finally, I said, Jesus. And I'd spent like, you know, $3,000 on it.
Uh-huh.
And I go to the dentist, and I go, what's it take to fucking remove the tooth? The guy goes, $80. I go, well, then just remove it. And they pulled it out. I haven't had and it was fine. I never had a problem.
I'll pull one tooth out, and the rest will fall out.
Well, if it's one in the back, pull it out.
How am I going to chew steak?
I chew steak fine. I don't have a back tooth. Worried about that's the most of your worries. Steak. How will I chew steak? That's the only thing you're worried about.
No.
I'm fat as a house. Trust me, I could chew without a tooth.
See, the problem is my mouth is too small for my teeth.
Right.
Is what my dentist told me.
Well, then pull your tooth. Pull it. Give your mouth more room.
My teeth are crowded.
Yeah.
And so that's why they did all this work like 20 years ago. And I had like this retainer that pushed my teeth out. And
then just, you know what? Pull that tooth.
Just want to pull it.
Your teeth cannot possibly grow more crooked in this advanced age.
I think I need one of those Invisaligns.
Invisible what?
Invisalign.
Oh, that's like braces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't need that shit.
I kind of had, that's what I kind of had before.
Why do you need all this nice teeth for? What are you, a fucking model?
Yes.
Who are you, a model? You need this good teeth?
To match my future body.
Oh, now we're for the future.
Yeah.
No, that'll be you'll get the tooth pulled and your teeth will go to shit and then you'll get a good body.
No.
So you can't have both.
No. I want both.
Sorry, you can't have a good body and good teeth. Sorry.
Yes.
Nope. You gotta sacrifice one.
I must have come to another decision. It's a very tough one I've come to.
What is your other decision?
I'm going to have to go back to work.
Well, good. Talk to my wife. Let her get you a job.
They won't hire me there.
Why?
Because when I did work there...
Oh, you've been there and you did something horrible.
No, the place that I work for said I did something horrible, and I didn't even do what they said I did.
Who's stealing? Did you steal?
No, they said that I did a no-show.
Oh.
Call no show.
Oh, yeah. That's...
And I didn't. I called the place I was supposed to and left the message on the answering machine.
That's worse than stealing.
And then, like, 3 months later, I came back in for another job, and I talked to some guy there. This is before she worked there.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you did a no-call, no-show and never came back in again. And I'm like, no, I didn't.
Well, that was a long time ago, and they don't like that. When people call off, you've got to call them, you know.
I called both, though.
And you leave a message for
That's
them.
That's what I did.
Oh.
And they're like, well, we don't have any record of it, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's probably whoever answered the phone's fault, not mine.
Oh, boy. You're blaming the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So my message got lost, and I got blamed.
Oh, yeah.
And I did. I called both places.
Hmm.
Because I had gotten really, 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 really sick.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that happens. It's just whoever you,
And I had really liked the job. Huh. It's just, I couldn't finish the job. Yeah. And I had been there for like 3 months.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a, you know, where my wife works for Express.
Mm-hmm.
Office Professionals, I think that's the name. I don't know what the hell the name is.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And then she gets people jobs. She hires and fires. I certainly hope you're not a person that gets the call. I've got some bad news. Well, you know something bad's coming then when she makes that call. Because we're used to it here.
I've only been fired twice in my life, and one of them came from you.
I didn't fire you.
Yes, you did.
I wouldn't call it a firing.
It was me and Schmo.
It wasn't a firing. I was forced to do that.
I know you were, but I got fired.
And I know Schmo doesn't understand it. To this day, I'm sure he hates me. But that was not it. That was, you know. That wasn't me.
I understand how it
works. Yeah, it sucks. That's why I got out of management. Are you kidding? Oh, it'll be your decision. Your decision. Oh, great. Okay, then so-and-so's going, no, you can't get rid of them. Why not? Because they're also doing stuff on NNS. I go, well, that's who I'm going to get rid of.
Right.
I said, sorry. Can't do that. And I said, well, that's what I'm going to do. No. You're going to have to get rid of other people. And I go, who am I going to get rid of? And they gave me the list and said, these people. And I go, what? Yeah. So
the person that does the most at the station.
Yeah. I realized when they said it'll be your decision, mm-hmm. it wasn't my decision. Yeah. See, I'd be fine with management if it was my decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they said, hey, this is your decision. You're in charge. You got to make it. I said, okay. But that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, you got to fire these people. That's what you got to do.
It's okay. I walked 5 feet and TJ caught me in the hallway.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Like, you're not fired.
I mean, that's good. I know. He was in the, and you know what? He was in the meeting. Fucker.
He's like, I need you too much.
He was in the meeting. If he would have had the balls to say that, okay? If he would have had the balls to say that in the meeting, the staff meeting or the manager's meeting I was in,
uh-huh.
would have made my life a lot better. No, they wanted, you know what? I was in charge, supposedly. I wasn't in charge of shit. But I was supposedly in charge. And then they tell me, you're all right, well, with budget, we got to cut so much for the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, great, I'm going to cut so-and-so. And then Kelly Michael steps up and goes, whoa, 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 no, no, mm-hmm. you can't cut that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, why not? That's who I want to cut. She goes, that person also works for me. And I go,
right.
I go, well, I said, well, then I guess you don't cut them, and I do.
Right.
And they said, no, their money also is, you know, and is a big thing.
Right.
And then Kelly goes to the list and goes, well, then you cut these people. And I go, what? No.
Right.
And it was basically like, listen, I've got seniority as a manager. And then I go, well, then why the fuck am I even a manager? I can't even do what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, that's the hard part about management. And I go, I never wanted to be manager.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And then the second time, I really liked this job.
Yeah.
And it was a temp hire. And I worked my butt off every day. And yeah. I had, like they had the sheet that came out, like, the next morning of who was doing the most and best work.
Yeah.
And I was out of, like, say, 50 on the sheet, I was always in the top five.
Yeah.
But the boss did not like me. She just did not like me.
Wow.
She did not, like, I would, like, try and talk to her and stuff. And she would always, like, give me this look like, you're a real stupid bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She was like, that's just how she would look at me. Huh. And I'm like, so I would, like, always tiptoe around her.
Right.
And, like, some review came up or something after 3 months, and they let me go. They fired
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
But you thought you were doing great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the...
And the only reason I got was it just wasn't working out.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's it. That shit happens all the time.
And I'm just like, I cried.
Oh, yeah. My wife has to make those calls like that.
Just like, what do you mean it wasn't working out?
Yeah, it's like, I thought it was working out fine for me.
I know.
It's like, I thought it was working great. No, mm-hmm. And you know what that usually means? That somebody who, you know, hardly sees you decided you're gone.
Yeah, she hardly saw me. She didn't like me. For whatever reason, I rubbed her wrong. She didn't like me.
I go through it all to my wife all the time. She will have to fire somebody.
Uh-huh.
And then she gets all, you know, she hates. I could tell she hates it. But, I mean, mm-hmm. she goes through with it because she's a professional. And
mm-hmm.
I couldn't do what my wife does. She has to fire too many people.
Mm-hmm.
I could not do it.
Right.
I mean, I probably could if I didn't know the people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what? I think she gets to know all the people. And she has hundreds of people that work for her. Mm-hmm. I think she gets to know them all. And then... The company that, you know, like a company that hires them through her, you know, they just say, hey, you got to fire the person. She'll go, what? And they'll say, yeah, they're not doing blah, blah, blah. They're, you know.
Right.
They smell. They're, you know, there's always weird reasons. And then my wife, she comes home and she goes, okay. And usually over dinner or something, she's like, okay, I got to make a... 4 phone calls tonight or.
Yeah.
And Bella and I will be, you know, sitting on the couch. We'll look at each other and we're like, oh, Jesus, she's going to be in a mood now. She's got to fire people.
Yeah.
And then we'll be, my wife will go on the phone and she goes in the kitchen usually.
Yeah.
And Bella and I will be in the living room, look at each other. Then we hear, hi, this is Deidre. I've got some bad news. And we just.
Oh, no.
Bella and I look at each other and go, oh, boy. Here it comes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We have to hear my wife's side of the conversation.
Yeah.
And then we know after she does it, she's going to be in a mood, so.
Yeah.
That sucks. I mean, that sucks.
And then I was officially taken off the schedule, but I wasn't fired.
Yeah.
And definitely taken off the schedule.
I don't know if I want you working for my wife. It might,
Yeah.
It just might lead to heartbreak for her.
Yeah. Since I haven't worked in 11 years.
Yeah. It's been that long since you worked?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. What are you going to get?
I don't know.
You know, I bet that they would that she would have something for you. But if you've screwed up
there. I'm going to retake my state test.
Yeah. If you've screwed up there, then you're on a, you know, you're on a list.
Huh?
If you screwed up where my wife works before, then you're on a list. But you can only make so much, right?
That's why I have to go to Social Security first.
Yeah, you got to figure out what's going on. But with your...
I may have to completely drop it.
Yeah, but, you know, once you drop it, you can't get it again.
I know, and when I get really, really sick,
yes,
you know, I'm blindfolded again.
Your lungs cannot... I mean, listen, I don't want to tell you how to live. But you might want to figure out how much you can get, okay?
Mm-hmm.
and then make that, because I'm telling you, you're, I mean, I love you, Nikki. You're too fucking sick to work. I mean, you know, I'm being honest with you.
I know.
You're just too sick. You can't.
I know.
Your lungs, you know, because
they're not giving me enough to live off.
I know. If you weren't, listen, if you weren't too sick to work, I'd be like, well, good, it's about time. But I mean, I'm being honest with you. You know, you're too sickly. It's going to be hard to work.
I'm just going to have to suck it up.
Yeah. I don't know how much you can make, but you got to figure out how much you can make. And hey, maybe I'll go back to radio and take you along.
I have to have insurance.
Oh. Oh, you got to have insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Are you losing your insurance too?
I will.
Not if you go back part-time.
I don't know how long they'll let me do that.
Yeah, no, they do. They let you go back and do it.
They'll say, well, if you can work part-time, then you can work full-time.
That's not how Social Security works. It's a set amount of money. You have to make under a set amount of money. And if you make under a set amount of money, you're fine. There's no question. I talk to Marvin. Marvin did this.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. As long as you make under the amount of money,
I don't trust that.
You're fine. You're fine. And as long as you're honest with your employer and say, hey, listen, I can only make this much money.
Right.
You know. Then you're good.
We'll see. But I have to because I don't have any food money for this month.
Yeah, you got to eat.
And right now I'm at zero.
You've already did you use all those food stamps?
All $16?
You used all $16?
I haven't touched them yet.
Oh, my God, Nikki.
I still have $16
left. How did you use your whole $16?
I still have $16 left.
You want to know what a true friend would be?
What?
Someone who'd borrow food stamps from me. Someone who'd borrow. Can I have $10 in food stamp money? Can I have $10 off your WIC card? What is it called? A link card. Link card. Can I borrow $10 off your link card? What? Huh? Yeah, I need to, you know, I have to get some meat for the family. You really? Yeah. You know, I only get. Yeah, I know. And you give them the link card and they go buy like Hostess product. Could you imagine how angry you'd be? Oh, my God.
I still have a little bit to get me through probably the rest of the week. And the 23rd, they have a healthy food giveaway that they're doing through the food bank. So I'm going to go to that.
Get some of that shit. Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Some good radishes.
No, they're going to give away healthy food.
Yeah, radishes are healthy.
Well, not just radishes.
They give you radishes and... I'm not sure what radish is. I know I have it in my salad sometimes. You know, I got up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat up in the bed. And I went to scratch my, you know, cojones. And the reach was a little easier, you know.
Well, there you go.
And then I felt my stomach. Like all of it.
Yeah.
And I said, holy shit. And this is when I woke up and I go, holy shit, what's going on here? I mean, I'm really losing weight.
Good.
I can tell, you know.
That's awesome.
And I just want to keep doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to, you know, I don't want to fall off the wagon.
Good.
It'd go through the hassle of, you know.
Nice yawn there.
You what?
I said nice yawn there.
Oh, yeah. You, I guess you could hear that. Oh, well.
I was doing it real bad yesterday.
Let's see. I have some email coming through or some notes coming through from Brent. Where would you please start cussing and screaming at Skype again? That was entertaining. Do you remember like a couple weeks ago when I was all pissed off at Skype?
Yes.
I don't cuss and scream at things, Brent. I'm a gentleman. I have a good disposition.
You gently coaxed it into working.
He says, Nikki's enemy, Brent, loves hearing about Nikki's failures. Tell Nikki that Nikki's enemy, Brent, is kind of hungry. Could she give me her link card so I could go buy a DiGiorno?
DiGiorno. I have just enough on there to get maybe a couple for you.
Al says, let's see. Let's see what he says here. He says, hey, would you guys like to raffle off the underwear I'm wearing so my garbage to my grabber draw today to a lucky listener? No. We don't want to raffle off dirty underwear.
Especially with the sweaty balls.
Tell Nikki I went to the Bill Cosby School of Dentistry. I'll take care of her.
No.
Let's see. And then your wife will start firing people like Wade Barrett. Hey, this is Wade Barrett, and I got some bad news for you. And then how does Nikki feel about selling pot for me over in Springfield? Hey, Ray, tell Nikki I'm pretty sure the number's 15 grand a year. You can't, as long as you make under 15 grand a year, there's no questions. There you go.
Nine.
What?
I make nine.
Yeah, and no, as long as you're the money when you work is less than 15 grand a year.
It's not a life.
Well, I know, but you get to keep your Social Security money with that. So all you'll get all the Social Security money you're supposed to get as long as you work part-time hours and you make under 15 grand a year.
I don't understand.
You work like 3-4 hours a day, you'll be fine. And then we have another. This is from Robert. How many more of Trump's Ray, Nikki? How many more of Trump's cabinet inner circle members need to be connected to speaking with Russia before the election, before someone goes?
Does he listen to the show?
I don't think he does. He doesn't listen to the show. Because every day he sends it. Let's see here. Let me go to yesterday.
The other day it was about economics.
This is yesterday. Ray, the president has time to tweet and watch Fox News in his bathroom. He has then he has time to host the Oscars, and the ratings would be bigly.
I don't think he listens to.
Oh boy, yeah, I don't think he does. No, he. I don't think he listens.
Does the last name start with an S?
No.
Okay.
Robert S. No.
Okay.
Let's see. What else do I got? Oh, I didn't read our email yesterday. Let me see. Oh, Corey said something about size queens. What?
Because the.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah, we were talking about the dicks.
You were talking about the girls you picked up.
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about, well, I was speculating. I wasn't, you know.
Yes.
I mean, about the girl in college, the black girl that I made out with in college.
No, you were.
And then, well, that
it has to do, if you read up on it.
It's spread out. It spread out, yeah.
No, up above it, we were talking about the girls that you picked up.
Yeah.
It didn't speak English, and you thought they were after the black guy.
Right, right. And then we went on, and then
and that's what they said. He said something about being size queens.
Right. Wasn't that about the black girl that I made out with?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, what
it
do
has
I know?
To do with the Asian girls or whatever you picked up.
Yeah, the girl, the Indian girls that I picked
Indian
up.
Indian girls.
Hey, I learned a lot about India from those people.
They don't speak English.
Sure they do.
You said they didn't.
Well, they speak, yeah, but they also speak whatever their Indian language is, of which they speak different types. Mm. Yes, I know this stuff. Mm. There's a Hindi, there's a, well, it's the only one I remember, but there's different types of languages that they speak. And they use various words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
you know, Fanta Blue, Saputi, Palolinka, or whatever the hell. I don't know what the words are, but.
What?
Yeah, they speak different types of languages. I'll tell you, these Indian, I'll tell you what, these kids are amazing. They're not dumb. They speak 3-4 languages.
Right.
Here in the United States, our kids are dumbass. They barely yeah. speak one language. It's ridiculous. They really are. I mean, we really are dumb people in the United States.
It's Dr. Seuss Day.
What does that mean?
Happy Dr. Seuss Day.
Oh, well, happy Dr. Seuss Day.
Horton Hears Who is my favorite.
Horton Hears a Who is a scary and ridiculous story.
No, it's not.
It's about an elephant.
Or Are You My Mother?
It's about an elephant that hears things going on in another reality. Yeah. And it gets children being scared.
Or the Are You My Mother? I like that one.
It brings the thoughts of quantum physics into the minds of young children. I don't like that. That stuff's witchery.
The Grinch?
That is witchery. Yeah. I mean, talk about different things. I mean, Horton Hears a Who was really, I mean, it was advanced for children.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, I mean, they're discussing, and they're doing this to children, discussing the early, very early in life, the theories of the guys like Einstein made, you know, of what you're trying to prove. Did you see that?
What?
There's these scientists trying to prove, like Einstein had the theories of quantum physics and all this stuff, you know, and it had to do with time and it had to do with size. And like you've heard the whole thing that what if all of existence, okay, what if all of existence is actually just a piece of a cell on a giant human?
Could be.
In a world like the Matrix? when they're bigger than us.
Like the Matrix?
No, the Matrix was just make believe. It was just a computer program. This isn't even that big. This is like one cell in your body, okay,
mm-hmm.
is actually existence.
Like we're a bum on somebody's butt?
Yeah, it could be like, yeah, it'd be something like that. I mean, it truly is, you know, it is advanced. Very advanced. So, but they wanted to prove his theories, okay? But they could. There wasn't any apparatus that allowed them to work on them. And now they finally, because of the Hadron Collider or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or because of these advancements that we've made in science, or you know, they finally got the ways to check on some of his theories. And some of them aren't, you know, and some of them aren't really working out the way, you know. Some of the theories are not working the way they're supposed to, so or they're not working out. They don't exist or whatever. I don't know how it is. But we need to have his theories exist, you know.
What does that have to do with Dr. Seuss?
Because when he did Horton Hears a Who, remember what Horton's hearing is a whole other existence.
Mm-hmm.
That lives, where do they live? Like on his skin or whatever, right? Aren't they?
I don't remember.
Yeah, which is frightening that he hears these people. But it does have to do with the theory that Einstein came up with.
I like Horton hatches an egg, too.
Well, that just, Horton should not hatch an egg. He's a male. And that's just disturbing.
He's sitting on the nest.
That is disturbing. So I'm saying that Seuss did that. And I mean, I thought that's pretty advanced for a writer of child or for children's books. To come up with. So, you know.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Yeah. Very frightening. That's about rape. Gang rape, actually.
The Lorax.
The Lorax. Oh, God. The Lorax is not good.
The Fox and Sox.
Yeah, another bad one.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Lorax was about a drug dealer.
No, it wasn't. Oh, yeah. It was about pollution.
No, it was about a drug dealer.
Oh, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. The Lorax?
Daisy had Maisie.
Oh, Daisy's a whore.
No.
No, do you, all these, you know, the conservative parents, they hate Seuss. They like Dr. Seuss. How dare you, like the Lorax. How dare that Lorax talk about global warming? What the hell? Like, they get all angry. That fucking Dr. Seuss. Who the hell's he think he is? Oh, well. He's worse than Obama.
I'm trying to find the one where one goes one way and the other one goes the other way.
I don't know.
They meet face to face and they won't move.
Sounds ridiculous. See, we couldn't afford any Seuss books.
Don't buy them. You get them at the library.
Well,
the school.
I don't. My parents didn't like the library.
At school?
Yeah, they didn't like it. They thought the library was. Thought the library was bad. It's where Satan's from.
We had a really good library at school.
I don't know. When I went to the library, I got a. I get like Sports Illustrated.
No, when you're little.
When I was little, I still didn't get Seuss books. You know what I read? I'll tell you what I read. I used to read Hardy Boys.
Below Hardy Boys.
Yeah, I started with Hardy Boys. Young.
No, this is before that.
I'm very young.
Below that.
Yeah.
There was a life before Hardy Boys, well, trust me.
I'm telling you. Yeah, but I wasn't reading then. You're talking about like 4 to 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't go to the library back then.
We had to.
Not me.
Like once a week to our school library.
No, I had to.
Which was very well equipped.
Well, I had to report for my weekly beating. Gillespie was different.
Honey has an excellent library.
Al says, Einstein was quite the ladies' man. They said if he wouldn't spend so much time chasing pussy, he could have proved almost every theory he had. I know that to be true. And that's what Al says, true story. Yeah, I know that to be true.
Oh, Lord.
He chased that pussy. I know he liked the pussy, Einstein. He was a fan.
Hmm.
Ray, was green eggs and ham about not eating bad food or taking acid? Oh, it's about acid. Come on. Green eggs and ham was about your 2-year-old dropping LSD. Oh, Seuss is a big liberal. He wanted 2-year-olds to take LSD and everything. Oh, he was something else.
But I thought he would not eat green eggs and ham. He would not have them.
Yeah, Sam I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he was advising them not to take it, but, you know. Mm-hmm.
But in the end, he really
You know, a kid,
did.
If you
he
tell a kid, it. If you tell a kid not to have something, they're going to have it.
But he tried it in the end, and he really liked them.
Yeah, he liked the LSD. Yeah, I know what he was really getting at. Hey, everybody, turn on and get high. Let's get high. I wish I was a person who was like that, you know,
who wanted
to get high all the time.
Not me.
Well, me neither, but I wish I was.
Hop and Pop is not about being a pedophile.
It is. It was. Hop on Pop. Pop had a big boner. He wanted you to hop on him. Hop on Pop's boner. That's the original title. That was the original title. Changes.
You guys are ruining Dr. Seuss
Day. Don't blame us. A big liberal, that Dr. Seuss. It's a crazy time. Crazy, crazy time. A lot of no good going on back in the day. I'll tell you what. A lot of no good. Yep.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
The Grinch.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, he was charging $5 a blowjob living on the streets.
Whatever.
He was blowing homeless guys.
Mm-hmm.
He was a dirty, 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 dirty person. Ugh.
He was a mean one.
Well, yeah, you know. And the homeless people liked him, but outside of that, not too many people cared about him.
Mm-hmm. Not even the dog.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a card. Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. No, Seuss was a, you know, he's a genius. He wrote some good quick kid stories.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there were people that thought he was too liberal.
You said that 8 times
and I'm, now. And I'm not joking. There are people that actually felt that way, that he was, you know, he's trying to indoctrinate our children. I'm not lying when I say that.
I know. You've said it like 8 times.
Well, I believe it. I think he was. And I say good for him.
Oh, well.
You know, our children fight up. Our children find out about, I'll tell you the saddest thing in the world. This is honest. I'm going to get serious. You want to know the saddest thing in the world?
What?
Are when children go to school, they don't see color.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see color. They don't see the differences in color.
Mm-hmm.
For example, they'll meet friends who, whether they're a black kid or white kid or Asian kid or whatever, they'll meet a friend and they'll just like them or dislike them based on their personality.
Right.
It won't be because they're black or any of that bullshit. But then as they grow up, their parents and society start getting in them, and that's when they have preconceived notions.
Hmm.
It's very sad. It really is. I think that's horrible.
Here are the top 10 things that Dr. Seuss taught us.
All right, what did he teach us?
1, recognize how wonderful your quirks are. 2.
Do you recognize your quirks, Nikki?
Yes.
All right, good.
2, don't cave in when the going gets tough.
Yeah.
3, take care of the planet. It's the only one you've got.
A lot of people. Trump doesn't like that.
4, it takes a whole lot more than just blood ties to be a parent.
All right.
Horton hatches the egg.
Is Horton a parent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thought he was busy discovering micro-universes.
Be open-minded.
Oh, no, that just sounds too forgiving to the gays.
6, be gracious.
Mm.
7, work hard and play harder.
Really? Play harder?
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of work. Of course, it's Thursday. I might actually play some PlayStation 4 today.
There you go.
Thinking about it. All right. What else?
8, we are all equal.
Well, we are.
9, an open mind.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, there are some people I'm better than.
10,
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
Stand up for yourself.
Yeah. Unless the person's got a gun. Yeah. Hey, Corey, did you read that text he sent and that message he sent?
No.
He said, Ray, I was talking to the people who run the medical marijuana dispensary, and they said someone is working on a weight loss strain of weed.
I wouldn't smoke it.
So I was like, I can get weed oil and make cookies to lose weight sometime in the future? And the guy said, yeah.
Wouldn't it counteract each?
I guess. I don't know. But somehow you eat the cookie. And the weed and the cookie, helps you to control your diet.
Eating the cookie.
Wouldn't it be like I've never been?
Put the weed in the cookie.
I've never been a. I've never been a weed user. I just never have. But wouldn't it be something if I start if I tried smoking it and it took away my appetite? I'd be very angry, by the way. I really would. If I found out that there was a positive benefit to weed that I could have had all these years. Because I was offered my first joint when I was like 14.
Mm-hmm.
14, I could have been smoking pot.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy, I can't even tell you, I can't even stress how many times when Jimmy was alive, he tried to give me pot.
Right.
All the time. Yeah. Bizarre.
I don't like it.
I've smoked it a couple times, about it. I smoked it once. I think I was in high school. I smoked it once on the way to a concert that I was going to.
Uh huh.
But here's what it was: is they had a pot, but it had something in it, you know.
Ugh.
And I smoked it on the way to this concert, and I was in the back of this car, and I just got real claustrophobic and real paranoid, and.
Mm hmm.
I mean, it was not a pleasant experience. So I wouldn't smoke it again for a while after that. I'm like, no, I don't want pot. It's just not good for me.
Right.
I don't feel good, you know. And all my buddies, they love, you know, they were all mellowed out, but I was not mellow.
Yeah.
And then I smoked it one time, a couple years later, we were at a party. And I was with my brother, Rob, and this guy, Mark Quinn, who was a friend of mine, who's actually in what is the name of that band he's in? He lives in St. Louis, and he's in Joe Dirt. There's a band called Joe Dirt, all right?
Okay.
And Mark is Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
And he's also in some Pink Floyd band.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he's a really good guy. So we're in his van, all right? And we smoked weed, all right? And I liked it. I mean, that's when it actually worked. I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good. Now, I didn't get stoned, though.
Right.
My brother and Mark seemed to be pretty, you know.
Yeah.
They seemed to be pretty stoned. But I wasn't. I was just sort of in a good mood, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, well, that was, you know, that was pleasurable. It was a pleasurable experience. But I think it was the weed they had, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was some type of good weed, I guess. I don't know. So then I smoked it then. But then I didn't do it again. I didn't do it again until. Until like the disaster days.
Yeah.
And it didn't do anything, you know.
It's not for me.
Yeah. So I swear to God, in my life, I think I have tried pot like four times. All right. One time it was backstage at a Pickles gig.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other time was the night of the party for the fundraiser we did for 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
When Lamb's wife stole the shirts, and it was a bit, it was a huge mess. Oh, it was a mess.
What?
It was. I don't even want to get into the story. It's just too. It's too depressing. But
yeah,
we wanted to make money for this charity, so I bought all these shirts, and I said, "Well, we'll sell the T-shirts, and we'll just give the money to the charity, right?" Mm-hmm. So my wife and I wrote a check for like, you know, $2,500 or whatever to make these shirts,
mm-hmm.
And then we were going to sell all the shirts at this fundraiser. And give the like $10,000, $20,000, whatever you're going to bet, $10,000 for the shirt. I don't know what it was. But I was going to pay, we were going to pay ourselves back for the shirts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which, because I don't know what the shirts cost, but we were going to sell the shirts for like 10 bucks a piece. And the shirts cost, I don't know, $2.50 a piece to make or whatever it was. I don't remember.
Right.
And then, so I was going to, we were going to take the money, pay ourselves back, and then give all the rest to charity. It was going to be a huge number. And Lamb's ex-wife, she found out about the shirts, and they wanted in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, there's no profit in the shirts.
Right.
There's no profit. The shirts are just something to raise the money, you know, for the charity.
Mm-hmm.
And she got all pissed off. And why? How come we couldn't buy in? I said, you're more than welcome to buy in. I don't want to take the risk myself.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to sell the shirts, right? It was a Pickles concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm backstage getting ready to play, and they start selling the shirts, and they just start going like hot. I mean, they're selling like crazy.
Right.
And there's this huge line of people that are just wanting to buy a shirt. And they sold like, I don't know, 15 of them, like boom, 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 boom. And then John Lamb's wife showed up, and she pulled up her van next to the Madison Theater,
mm-hmm.
and walked in and grabbed the shirts and then took them out to her car. And meanwhile, the person that was selling them was like, what are you doing? And she says, I'm taking these shirts. And then and starts telling people, there's no shirts for sale. No shirts for sale. And she stole all the shirts.
Oh, my God.
And put them in her van and drove away.
She's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was. Yeah, it was nuts.
Oh, my God.
But I do wonder what she was really crazy and what John was telling her crazy, you know.
Right.
But they had schemed up in their head that we were going to keep all the, that we were keeping the, that we were going to keep all the shirt money.
Oh, my God.
Of which, I mean, that just was not, the, I would have been, are you kidding? Let me ask you. If I would have kept that shirt money, I would have been fucking crucified.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world would I keep the shirt money?
Right.
But in her mind, that was it. And then she was pissed because she's like, why couldn't we go in on the shirts and keep some of that money?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, because there's no money to keep.
Right.
I said, I asked John if he would go in half with me to buy the shirts. So I didn't have to. So I didn't have to spend all the money. And then, so I get a hold of John, and I'm like, "This bitch stole the shirts." And he's like, "What?" I said, "Your wife stole the shirts." I said, "She's got to get those back." I said, "Because those shirts are worthless. When this event's over, those shirts are worthless."
Mm-hmm.
And she finally brought the shirts back at the end of the night. When everybody had left.
Oh, no.
So no one even, so there went from a long line of like 150 people waiting to buy a shirt to nobody.
Yeah.
So in other words, my wife and I lost all this money on those shirts.
Ugh.
We ended up giving them away. We had to give them away.
Oh, no.
So, and then every cent that we collected, we had to give to the charity.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Lytles were out $2,500, which, by the way, did not go over good.
Right.
You know, because we had, oh, it was a, my wife was pregnant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a huge mess. Yeah, it was horrible.
Right.
Oh, that story just pisses me off when I hear it.
Ugh, it would, me too.
And so that night, I was so pissed off. Allison and Jimmy, and we were backstage at the Pickle Show, and I had to go on and perform.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Hey, you want to try this?" I'm like, "What?" And they started smoking weed, and they said, "Try some." You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't really work. I mean, I was still pissed off. It didn't really work, and that's like the last. That's the last time I smoked pot.
Yeah.
So I've in my life, I've tried it four times, And once I felt good afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I think maybe once I felt good. And that's when I heard the birds for the first time in Nine Inch Nails, something I could never have.
Oh, yeah.
They're seagulls.
You gotta listen to some music when you get on that pot. And you know, when I think about it, I was listening to music when I was with my brother and this guy, Mark.
Uh-huh.
That's why I screwed up.
Why?
I should have been listening to music when I smoked pot.
Oh.
Now it's too late. Now it's too late.
Just chill out, listen to some music.
By the way, Rob and Mark, both really thin.
I know lots of fat stoners.
You can say a lot of things about Jimmy, but I'll tell you what. A lot of things about Jimmy, but he was thin. Or he wasn't fat. I'll tell you that. Al says, "Hey, if they waste your pot, your pot was probably dusted with PCP, aka angel dust. It probably was. You know,
right.
I'm not sure what angel dust does, but
it's LSD, I think.
I was really, really paranoid. I mean, I was paranoid and seeing stuff. I thought throats were coming out of my throat. I was really messed up.
One time I did it, and I thought that I was going to die. And I thought because I had just quit my job.
Oh, man.
And I had been working like 16-hour days. Mm-hmm. And that's why I quit, because they wouldn't put anybody in, you know, to take my place and only getting one day off a week and... Because everybody had quit, and I had been working my ass off, and I was just finally like, I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah. And I just needed something to relax. And one of my friends, or so-called friends, is like, I'll get you high. And I'm like, okay. And so he got me high and he left. And so I was all giggly and everything and went knocking to the apartment across the hall, which was my best friend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all laughing at me and everything. And I'm sitting on her couch and all of a sudden I'm having flashes. I'm like,
Jesus.
I didn't know if I was in my apartment or her apartment.
Good Lord.
Because it was mirror images of each other.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I think you need to walk me back to my apartment, because I didn't know where I was at.
Good Lord.
And so I went back, and she was laughing at me. And she's like, what do you mean I got to walk you back 4 feet to your apartment?
You see, it must have been laced with something.
Mm-hmm. And so then I went into my roommate's room, and I told him what happened. And I'm like, oh, God, I think I'm going to pass out. And I, like, got on the floor on my stomach and had to hold on to his ankle.
Good Lord.
Like, I was holding on to it because I thought it was going to float away from pot.
Jesus.
That was the last time I ever did it.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. My daughter's asked
with that shit again.
Now my daughter asked me about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful where you get it from.
And I told her. I was like, listen.
And somebody's like, oh, that's just really good pot. And, well, I'm like, no.
D doesn't smoke pot either. She's never, like, she tried it and she didn't like it.
Right.
She tried it when she was, I don't know what drugs my wife has tried.
Right.
It doesn't seem like too many. But she talked about pot and she said it just wasn't good, you know. It just, it dried her mouth out.
It dries your mouth out and I always get this lump in my throat.
Yeah, that's what my wife said. She goes,
and then I get paranoid that I can't breathe.
She said, I didn't like it. But mm-hmm. she admits, she goes, I like the wine coolers too much, you know.
Yeah. I'd rather drink.
But yeah, so my daughter asked me about weed.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you know, I don't know, honey. I mean, listen, here's the thing. I said, I got nothing against weed, you know. I said, it seems like a pretty safe drug.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you want to smoke weed when you're older or not, but
right.
But I said, I didn't like it, and your mom doesn't like it. So I said, chances are.
You're probably not
going
to like it.
Chances are you're probably not, it's probably not going to sit well with you. And I said, it's nothing against people that do it. It's just for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, we just, we react weird to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my daughter's like, she goes, yeah, you know, I, she goes, I just, she's like, yeah, I don't think I want to smoke it.
That's cool.
I said, well, I'm good with, you know, I said, I'm good with whatever you want to do, but.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, she goes, yeah, I don't think I want to smoke it. I mean, and this was, you know, so I don't know if she is or not, but if she, mm-hmm. if she does, I hope she gets something good out of it.
Yeah.
Because
no weird experiences.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, for me it was very, you know.
And then I know people that do it every day and have completely normal
lives. Yeah, that's what I mean. I there are
and
people
go to work and it's just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some relax.
Yeah, that some people they can use it with no problem.
Right.
And I don't get me wrong. I hope if my daughter smokes it, that's the experience she gets. But
right,
you know, I don't know. She's like, she goes, I'm not gonna. She goes, I'm not gonna try it.
Right.
So she's really. She's like, I just don't want to find out that, you know.
Yeah. Don't want to take that chance.
Yeah. Oh good well. What can I say? I'm a good parent. Talking to my daughter about smoking pot. I probably shouldn't have, but it seemed okay to me.
Unlike my family, it's like, don't do it. No, and I found out, you're doing it. You did it.
Yeah, I don't
talk about you have some.
I don't believe in that bullshit. I didn't. I mean, I know some parents do that. I don't do that. And I told my daughter the same thing with drinking. I'm like, you know, I said, here's the deal with drinking. And I explained it to her, you know.
Yeah.
About how I liked it a little too much.
Yeah.
And her mom liked it a little too much.
Right.
There was a night my wife drank wine coolers every night before bed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was just to get herself warmed up to have sex with me because I'm such a beast, you know. In a bad way.
Oh, stop.
Like, I'm so disgusting. She had to make herself drunk just to consider having sex with me for pleasure.
I am going to purchase a whistle. And every time you start in on that, I'm just going to start blowing it in your ear.
Yeah, but you got to admit, that's probably what's going on.
Quit it. No.
Yeah. So, some people probably think I'm a horrible parent for treating my daughter like this, but I mean, you got to be honest with your kids.
She's 17.
I just think parents that lie to their kids
make the kids lie to them.
Yeah, and I've always been honest, and I know that, you know. And I'm honest with my daughter when it comes to sex. I'm honest with my daughter with drugs. I'm just honest. My daughter comes to me with questions that most daughters don't go to fathers with.
Right.
But it's because she knows from me, I'm going to give an honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
She'll talk to me about boys and sex and, you know.
Right.
And I'm honest. And I always, let her, but I'll also allow her to come to the conclusions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She tells me everything, you know, and I promise not to overreact, and so that's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works, Nikki.
Yes.
That's how it goes. But my daughter will tell me scary things, you know.
Well, there's some. My mom used to say, I don't need to hear this stuff.
She goes, there are some girls in my class that think that if you're having sex and standing up, you can't get pregnant. I'm like, what?
What?
I go, no, that's not true. You can get pregnant.
My date ages, if you had sex in a pool, you couldn't get pregnant.
I go, no, you could get sex at any time the body fluids are swapping. I mean, any time a man orgasms or any time a man ejaculates inside.
Or on the outside.
Yes. Any time a man ejaculates anywhere near, you can get pregnant.
Right.
You know. I said, or you could get an STD.
Right.
I mean, you know, you're not going to get pregnant from swallowing. All right. That's the one thing. You're not going to get pregnant from that. But, you know, you shouldn't do that because that's just not ladylike. No, but, you know.
Wait until you're married.
Yeah. could you imagine having that conversation with your kid? Oh, my God.
Swallow what, Dad?
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying that I would. I'm very honest with my kid. When she asks a question, I answer it. You know,
right?
I think that's how you get. I don't know. I think it's how you grow up with well-rounded children.
Yes.
Answer questions about pot.
Because me and my mom used to be the ones that would talk like that. My dad would come in and be like, what are you talking about? And me and my mom would always look at him and go, periods. He'd go, oh, I know you're talking about something.
I don't get anybody because I don't know the answers to that. You
right.
know. My wife gets those. But
never included dad in anything.
Well, and I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd try my best, but I'd be like, I really don't know.
I just always went to mom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's like me. She's very, you know, she'll answer anything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, we didn't even be talking about anything important.
Yeah.
You just had to know what we were talking about.
Oh, so then you'd say periods.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's what he'd be like, I just know you're talking about something.
I have to find out what it is.
I know.
No, but I think our approach to parenting has been pretty good.
Right.
I mean, a little loose, and because I think we could have probably taught discipline a little better. But then again, yeah. She's very disciplined. I mean, my daughter, she wakes up on time. She goes to school. She gets straight A's. You know, she's a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
She can be a little lazy.
Something that will be with her forever because my parents never made me do anything.
Yeah.
And now I'm a slob.
And that's my fear. You know what I mean? Now, she does clean her room and she does some of this stuff, but like when it comes to physical fitness, and I do mean this, it's like, yes, she looks like her mom. Mm-hmm. So that's good. But at some point, that Lytle gene's going to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the odds of it not happening are pretty slim.
They didn't have to worry about that with me because I was like a monkey, but then I decided to quit being a monkey.
That's what I mean. Exactly. At some point, you know, the fat gene's gonna kick in.
Right.
And she doesn't eat enough now to, you know, to get, she really doesn't. My daughter eats like a bird. So she got her mom's appetite, thank God. And I hope that's the case forever.
Right.
But, you know, she, there was a time where she was complaining about her body. Although my daughter's beautiful. I mean, she is truly beautiful girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she's complaining about her butt and things like that. And I said, well, listen, I said, you want to get your butt better, you have to do squats. She's like, what? I said, if you want your butt better, you've got to do squats.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, I said, how do you think these women get these perfectly proportioned asses? I said, they work out. I said, I know you don't want to hear this, but you're going to have to do squats against the wall.
Right.
You know, do squats.
Yeah.
I said, if you want your
tone up.
I said, you want to tone up those abs and keep yourself with abs? Because she's like, she's like, I need my stomach to be flat and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you're going to do sit-ups. She's like, what? I said, yes, you don't get that.
What?
I said, Bella, you don't get that from just not eating. You have to work out.
So you got to be healthy. You got to exercise your heart.
I said, and then she goes, oh, I'm bored. I said, then get on the treadmill for a little bit. You always want me to work out. And I'm like, no, I just want you to
be healthy.
I'm like, I just want you to be healthy. Get, you know, just start making, you know, when I was young, I wish to God I would have found a way to go be physical or do something that was, I wish I could have trained myself to do boring things.
And liked it.
Yeah, because when I was young, I would need to go work out and stuff. But I'd have to force myself to do so. Be like, oh, this sucks. What I loved is going to play games. Like, I would go and play basketball for hours. And that's what helped me get in shape, you know. But now that I'm an adult, nobody wants to go play basketball with me.
So I'd get bored and go for a walk or go ride my bike.
But,
or...
to just go for a walk? No, that was boring to me, so I wouldn't do it.
Oh, I did it all the time.
So what I wish I would have done...
And now to get me to go for a walk, I'm like, I think I'm going to die.
Yeah. So for me, if I were to train myself to just go for a jog, you know, I would have been better off than going to play basketball. Because when you become an adult, there's no basketball games you can just walk into.
Right.
I mean, there's kids playing basketball. What am I supposed to do? Go to the park and say, hey, guys, let me play with you.
They'd be like, hey, old man.
I'm a 50-year-old man. I'm going to go try to play with a bunch of 18-year-olds. Yeah, that's going to work. Yeah, that's going to work fine.
Right.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm sure they won't make fun of me at all. So I wish I would have, you know, I wish I would have gotten into that. So I do try to. I do try to help my daughter with that. But when she talked about her butt, I was being honest. I'm like, you know, and her thing was like, I want to wear sweatpants. And when I wear sweatpants, blah, 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 for my butt. And I said, well, then do squats. Because she was talking about a girl in the softball. Because I made all the girls on my softball team do squats. And I'm like, we got to build up your legs. And they were like, what? Right. I said, you don't swing the bat hard enough.
Right.
You've got to build up your thighs and your waist and your butts. So I got them to start doing squats, and these were, one girl quit the team, but she's told me, she said, "Coach, I still do squats." I go, "Oh, great!" And she talked about for her butt, but and you know what? And the girl was growing up,
yeah.
And she has this, she's got a really shapely badonk,
yeah,
because of my advice to do squats,
yeah.
Now, I don't know what else she's going. I don't know what else is going on with this girl, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She does. She's got a boyfriend and, you know, she's got a butt. So she must be, I don't guess she's doing okay. I don't know. I don't know if her grades are that good. But, you know, and I told my daughter. So my daughter did some squats.
There you go.
Yeah. She looks amazing. What can I say? I know my stuff.
There you go.
Well, it is Thursday. Oh, my goodness. It's Thursday, and the show is a past time where, oh, my God, we're actually into, you know.
It's quarter after.
Yeah, so I guess we're off until Monday. And when we'll return at 9 a.m. on Monday, Nikki will give us the update of her job search.
Over the weekend?
Yes. She's going to go out and look for a job at Denny's.
No, I'm not.
She's going to sign up to be a waitress at Denny's.
No, I'm not.
Hey, by the way, did you know the Denny's on Stevenson is closed?
Yeah.
When did that close?
Probably after we called management and complained about it.
You want to know, I was Uber driving last weekend.
Yeah.
And these guys wanted something to eat. And they said, hey, take us to the Denny's and see. I said, okay. I drive over to the Denny's. It's not open.
It hasn't been open for a long time.
I didn't even know. I'm like, holy shit, it's closed. I go, well, I guess we can go to the IHOP, which is, you know, down the street. But yeah, but that Denny's is closed.
It was horrible.
Oh, that was the worst. That was the worst Denny's in the world. I mean, it was terrible.
It was really bad.
IHOP, though. IHOP's good. Really good.
Yep.
good pancakes there at IHOP.
Eggs.
Yeah. No, I don't like the eggs.
No, eggs are better for you.
Yeah, I like the pancakes and I like the crepes.
Crepes.
Oh, my God. I get those crepes.
I knew you were going to say that.
I get those crepes with the strawberries and the whipped cream and the
no more.
Yeah, I don't get them anymore, but that's what I love. And smother them in whipped cream.
Ugh.
Oh, and then put a lot of that, whatever the cheese or whatever the hell that sweet stuff they put in is.
Cream
oh.
cheese.
Man. Mm. Those were good days.
All right.
No more.
No more.
All right, we'll wrap it up. We're back on Monday at 9 a.m. Nick, you have a good weekend?
You have a good weekend.
And everyone, we'll see you later. Remember, Horton Hears a Who is about communism.
No,
all right.
It's not.
We'll see you guys later. So long.
Bye.